Head coach of the Beavers, Tom Ceratori, is now with us outside of the Beaver locker room. Tom, obviously this game changed there with the 5-on-3 that you had. You couldn't get anything going, and then they score, in essence, 2 on the 5-minute major. Guys have picked a bad time of the year to have special teams problems, haven't you?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it just, again, whatever, Schultze. Again, I'm not going to sit there and go over that. Yeah, we didn't get it done on the 5-on-3, period. But we played a darn good game. We played well enough to win. You can go back to a lot of situations. I was pretty happy with our play. You know what? They went 4-1, but their goalie played well. Yep, our power play didn't get it done when they were supposed to. We got, obviously, an ill-advised penalty, no question about it, but we played pretty damn good. I thought so, you know.
Their first goal, what makes them so good at that long stretch home run type pass?
Well, what do you mean stretch pass? It was a line change. They got the puck on a line change. They got behind our D and they threw it to him. It wasn't a stretch pass. It was a line change. And once the guy came out of the box, they had possession of the puck.
With the loss tonight, you guys will go on the road in the first round of the playoffs. What do you need / want to accomplish tomorrow night getting you ready to go on the road?
Hey, we got to play well because, again, a good chance we'll be back here in 2 weeks, Schultze. That's the cold, hard facts. We go to Marquette. We go to Lake Superior. We win that series. We're coming right back here.
I like that attitude, Tom.
Well, I mean, it's what it is.
Yeah, it is. We'll see you tomorrow night.
All right.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers here on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show, the Mavericks.